The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at ProFootballNetwork.com.
I'm Adam Beasley of Pro Football Network, joined by three-time All-Pro, 2006 NFL sacks leader, and member of the Chargers 50th anniversary team, Sean Merriman. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
I'm great. You've got a big weekend coming up, don't you?
Yeah, now massive weekend. Lights Out Extreme Fight in 15, my MMA organization. We got a big fight down in Long Beach. And fight week's always crazy. You know what it is? It's very similar to getting ready for a game. You know, that anxious, that feeling you get getting closer to the game, it's going to be big. But, yeah, we got a huge fight. 18 fights start at 5 p.m. Pacific. We'll be on live on Fubo Sports and Fubo TV. We air on Bally's and all that stuff, too. Probably playing the fights now on Bally's. But Lights Out Extreme Fighting, people can go look for more information at lightsoutxf.com. So, huge weekend coming.
Tell me about Lights Out. For people who don't know about it, what's involved?
Yeah, so I launched my own MMA organization back in 2019. For people who don't know, I started training with a lot of these MMA guys in the mid-2000s. In fact, you know, Jay Glazer was one of the ones that kind of introduced me to MMA. And I started doing it just to work with my hands, right? And just, you know, be a better outside linebacker and pass rusher. Fell in love with the sport, stayed around for the last 17 years. And so, you know, when I launched my organization, my main goal was to see, you know, how many guys can we get an opportunity to get to the UFC, right? That was, you know, a big thing for us. You know, we've had massive jumps in TV and streaming on Fubo and Bally's, Amazon, Freevee. Got a couple other things, BN Sports coming up. And also my multi-sports platform coming up here soon that we're launching in the next 3 weeks with Lights Out Sports, which will be on every major TV platform. So if you got a smart TV, it'll be there, Roku, and so forth. So we're launching with 20 channels, and that's about 3 weeks away, man. So you got drag racing on there, poker, darts, chess, boxing, combat sports. So it'll be loaded with the content that people came to see.
I was doing some reading, and it looks like you want to help some former players find a second career in fighting, too, if that's something they're interested in.
Yeah. In fact, we just had A.J. Hodgkins on our last card that we had. He's a linebacker, played at Oregon. And this guy is just a monster. And there's a lot of up and coming guys that are done with their careers early with football. And I'm watching more and more guys transition into combat sports. I know we've seen like Le'Veon and Frank, Le'Veon Bell, Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson. Greg Hardy had his short stint in the UFC, but there are more guys coming. And the bigger we get, the more notoriety and eyeballs that get on us, the more and more people that want to come and fight. And these guys are, you know, they play 4 or 5 years in the NFL and they're done, right? They still physically fit. They want to go and compete. And we give them that opportunity to come and compete. So I think for us, that has been more of a passion, fun thing for me to get these, watch these guys transition into this sport.
We're joined by a former Chargers legend, Sean Merriman, who is the founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. They have Lights Out Extreme Fighting 15 Saturday night at Thunder Studios in Long Beach, an 18 and over event. Tell me about the main event.
Yeah, Daniel Ramirez is there in the main event, and Richie Palomino. Those guys are going to clash. Co-main event. I want everybody to look out for this kid, Lazaro Valdez. We call him a Cuban Hunter. Is this... One thing I always loved, and that's probably because I came from the NFL, is the NFL films, the backstories, the build-up, talking about the guys, because they don't necessarily have to be superstars just yet before somebody starts to identify with them. But this kid has an amazing story. We got eight amateur fights, too, that's happening with these guys going to end up turning pro with us, and those are all going to be in football. And that's what we different at, right? We want to show the amateurs in the process and watch these up and coming superstars have an opportunity to become big one day. And we feel like we have the best up and coming talent in the business.
What are your thoughts on the state of MMA right now?
You know, to see it where I first started and now it being global. I remember when they got approved in New York in 2015, which is not that long ago. Right. And so I think the UFC has done a great job at just making this a global phenomenon and opening the doors. It's been great content for streaming partners and TV because it has the biggest impressions. Everyone loves fighting. Everybody watches combat sports in some shape, form, or fashion. So to see the numbers that we've had jump, you know, 70%, 90%, you know, people now reaching out over to us all over the world, all over the country. And, you know, if you go on Bally's or some of these regional stations right now, you'll see a long lineup of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. And so the notoriety is just getting there. I'm just getting started in the sport, man. For me, it's very hard to find that passion, right, when you get done with playing football. A lot of guys struggle trying to figure that next thing out. I was at a sense that I couldn't wait, right? Like I could not wait to get to what I'm doing now. And this is what get me up in the morning. And I wouldn't do anything else because I love what we're doing now.
Well, we're a football website here at Pro Football Network, so I had to ask you some football questions. We're getting you on April 3rd. The Stephon Diggs trade just went down. Your initial thoughts, obviously, you used to be a member of that organization up in Buffalo. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, former Terp, man. Both of us, you know, myself and Stephon, and, you know, he's like a little brother to me. And look, we were shocked, right? I think everybody was shocked and just how quick that went down because it went from no talks at all, right? That wasn't something that was dangling out there. We've seen, you know, Justin Jefferson and all these other bigger name wide receivers at least being, you know, kind of shopped and dangled around a little bit. We didn't hear much talk with Stephon Diggs. But I said this, and if you guys look at my Twitter today, I reposted, you know, it was a guy from Buffalo that I told him, I said, the Ravens had an opportunity to go get Stephon Diggs. Obviously, being from Maryland, I thought to see Bashotti was going to load up the jet and go and fly straight into Stephon Diggs' front yard because that would have been a big pickup. Turned out it was the Texans. And I know the Bills are my former team, but the Texans won this trade. They won because they got a wide receiver that is going to consistently put up 1,000-plus yards for you. Can't put up 1,000-plus yards for you. And you got a young quarterback and C.J. Stroud to get him the ball. And I believe the Texans has made one of the fastest turnarounds as an organization in the last decade or so. I don't remember anybody coming in from what they looked like before they drafted C.J. Stroud to what they've done in the last two off seasons. I don't think we've seen anything like that in a very long time. So kudos to them, you know, being smart enough to bring in, you know, D'Amico Ryans. Kudos to them for drafting, you know, a young C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, you know, outstanding pass rusher, who I think is going to be a star in the NFL one day. And then you add Stephon Diggs. You add Stephon Diggs to that mess. This makes those guys a contender right now.
I completely agree. I think the Houston Texans are certainly a team to watch in 2024. The Chargers are a team to watch for a different reason. Jim Harbaugh, your thoughts on their new head coach?
I don't think it could have went any other way. It was too many synergies, right? Obviously, with him playing for the Chargers at one point in his life, he's been very vocal about possibly getting back to the NFL at some point. He's been very vocal about you know, his thoughts and his love for Justin Herbert. And vice versa, the Chargers, the fan base, it was so much. There was so much push to have Jim Harbaugh as the head coach. I think that, you know, the Spanoses, you know, Dean and those guys, they made a really, really smart choice. You know, silencing a lot of people on if they was going to be able to go out and make those big moves. I think that everybody's saying, oh, they don't want to pay. You know, they try to, you know, lowball everybody. Well, that. You know, stories out the window. They are committed to winning. And so one thing that I think that Jim Harbaugh doing, I'm not going to say he's taking them to the Super Bowl and I'm not going to be a homer and be biased. But one thing that we do know with Jim Harbaugh is he's come in and changed programs and organizations with far less than he has with the Chargers. The Chargers were the most talented team that didn't go to the playoffs. You know, your franchise quarterback, you had Keenan Allen there, you had Austin Eckler, Bosa and Khalil Mack, Derwin James, and they missed the playoffs. It didn't make any sense. You know, right now that the mentality is to change around. There's no rebuilding. We're not talking about them being good 2-3 years down the road. They got an opportunity this season to turn that thing around and come out in that division on top.
Well, they need some wide receivers, but it's a pretty good wide receiver draft. So I think they will address that position in the days to come. A couple more questions. I'll let you run. One, hip drop tackle ban. I'm sure you, as a defender who played during a much more physical era, didn't love that rule change.
Actually, I did. Actually, I did. And this is my feeling on that, right? And this, I know this is weird to, coming from somebody with a nickname like Lights Out, but let me explain how I view this. The hip drop tackle is one of the worst tackles in football, and I'll tell you why, because the runner is completely defenseless. He cannot fold, he can't go down, he can't stop you, and you're putting all your body weight straight down on the back of someone's leg. So there's a 90-plus percent chance that something's going to happen. It may not be a major injury all the time, but an injury is going to happen. The problem, and I feel bad for the defensive players, but the problem why a lot of these guys have an issue with this new rule is because there's so many other rules that don't make sense. There's so many other ones. You can't hit a quarterback below the shoulder pads. You can't hit him below the knee. You can't, do helmet.
Land on him. He can't land on him.
Yeah, so if there wasn't so many other rules, I think everybody will sit back and say, yep, you know what? Let's take this out. Because guess what? This tackle only happens maybe one or two times a game, right? This is not like a reoccurring thing that's going to happen 10 plus times. This is one or two times. But guess what? Those one or two times, guys are getting injured. And so the NFL, I can't sit there and say that I would be happy as a defensive player with all the other rules, but I honestly feel like they got this one, this particular one, right.
Yeah, you talk to Troy Vincent, they say 20 to 25 times the injury rate with that tackle as opposed to any other tackle. Certainly understand why they did it. Last one, I'll let you go. Cover the Miami Dolphins down here in South Florida. Jalen Phillips going through an Achilles rehab. You've been through it too at that position. What's that journey like?
Yeah, I was praying for him, man, because he was a up and coming guy coming off the edge. He can really get. I love his game. I think we follow each other on social media now because I think I saw him doing a Lights Out dance one of those times he got a sack. But my advice to him is take it easy getting back. The last thing you want to do is rush that, because it is by far, in my opinion, because I've had a knee reconstruction, I've had shoulders, I've had the Achilles. The Achilles is the worst one to come back from, because there's just a couple different levels. The first, even when you get back healthy, there's a mental thing that goes by that if I push off of this too hard, or if I step back on it wrong, I'm going to tear it again. So you got to get over the mental part of it. That's going to be a difficult thing for him. And also the compensation. This is why he has to take his time on getting back, because if he doesn't, you can tear the other one. Or you're going to have the opposite knee is going to start hurting. The opposite side of your back is going to start hurting. You're going to be pulling the opposite groin. So you have to watch the compensation, man. But he'll be back. He'll be fine. But he has to take his time getting back, because if not, you can risk other major things happening.
That's Sean Merriman, the founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, with a big, big bout on the card on Saturday. Sean, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me. You guys check it out live on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports, LightsOutXF.com. You guys check it out. Big weekend Saturday. Thank you.